Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Word. Welcome to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. I am Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew, and as we look forward to Valentine's Day this week, we will consider what God says in His Word about love. The word love is one of the most well-known words in the English language. Even young children express their affection by saying, "I love you." According to the dictionary, the word love expresses a profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person, and a feeling of warm personal attachment or deep affection as for a parent, a child, or a friend. So in the English language, the word love is based on our feelings, how we feel about someone else. Sadly, our feelings are always changing, as evidenced by that same child's declaration when they are told something they don't like, "I don't love you anymore." But with God, love has a very different meaning. Love is not based on feelings, but is an attitude of service toward another, even those who are unworthy of our actions. First, we will see that love finds its definition and source in what God has done for us. Paul says, "God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God didn't wait until we were worthy of His love before He sent His Son to bear our sins. He did this while we were still the enemies of God. The Apostle John gives a similar example in his letter of love. "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. You can see in those verses that the love of God is not based on His feelings, but based on our need and His promise or character. The Bible speaks many times of when God was angered because of sin and rebellion. But even though we are sinful and do not deserve His love, God still demonstrated His love by sending His Son to die to fulfill His plan of salvation for sinners. But John not only points to the love of God, but that God's love shown to us in Christ Jesus gives us an example of how we are to love others. He writes, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." We have many examples of how we are to love others throughout Scripture. Christians are to love God first and foremost. In the first commandment, we are told, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." The Bible tells us that husbands are to love their wives. "Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them." Similarly, wives are to love their husbands and their children. Titus is called to tell older women to admonish the young women to love their husbands and to love their children. But more than that, Jesus says that we are even to love our enemies. Jesus says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you." If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. Finally, the Bible also tells us that we are not only to love others, but we are not to love the world or the things of the world, because the love of the world brings destruction. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul writes, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This is a true description of self-sacrificing love as demonstrated clearly by God to sinners through Jesus. Lord, help us to appreciate your love for us in Jesus and to show that same kind of love to you and to everyone around us.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.